what it's
like to call the regular meeting of the Town Discovery Bay Water Wastewater Committee to order. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call to take in, let the record show everyone's present.
Okay, who do we have on the phone besides Oscar?
No.
Okay, Oscar, I hope you can hear us. We're going to get to you in a moment. This is the time for public comment. If you have anything that you'd like to discuss that is not an agendized item, this would be the time for you to bring it forward to the board. Is there anything from anybody? I don't see anybody in the room for the record, and we have nobody on the line for the record, so I'll close public comment, and I'll move straight into approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from October 5th.
And I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Do we have any presentations? No.
No.
I would like to invite Gregor Harris up to talk to us about the diffuser project.
Gregory Harris, Kerwin Engineering District Engineer for the Town of Discovery Bay. And I have an extra handout for the two board members.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Which I'll go over in just a minute. So agenda item is my daily report from our diffuser inspection.
Okay.
And there's some very good news about the diffuser. So this time, when we would go down there to go see what was going on, we found all the diffusers. There are no missing diffusers.
I heard about that.
There are no broken diffusers. There were 5 plug diffusers.
They're plugged. We did have an issue.
And we had an issue, and those 5 plug diffusers are affecting the performance of the diffuser.
But we weren't missing any.
No. We are not missing any. There are no broken off diffusers, which would be the worst case scenario. The other thing is we were able to clear out those plug diffusers. And they ran some rods down there, and they started spitting out silt and snail shells.
Snail shells.
Clams. Snail shells.
Okay.
And they, kind of been angular, and they kind of dig into that rubber, and they kind of plugged it up. So the good news is repairs are going to be much better, much easier. So there is a portion of the diffuser that is still slightly plugged. And even though we got flow out of the last 5 diffuser ports while they were diving, we didn't have a lot of confidence they weren't going to plug right back up again, because they did not by any means clean out the whole pipe.
Right.
That is feeding those diffuser ports, right?
So do we think there's still silt in that pipe?
Yeah, there is, because we got some.
So we're waiting for the new truck to take care of the rest of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So there, in the videos, I did send a link to videos to the town. And they have the videos of the dive that took place. And so you can see what came out of the pipes. And you can see that there's some silt coming out along with some.
Do you have it coming? Does anybody have that video?
No, we do not have that video.
We can see it at a later time.
I sent it to Dina, but I didn't think they'd have it for today's meeting. I just sent it to her.
Okay, that's fine.
So at any rate, there is silt in the pipe. There is a lot of snail shells in the pipe. And we still need to vacuum it out, and we need to put in a system to have it vacuumed out. But the good news is our in-water work got very much simpler than what we originally were pressing. And it's actually a good thing that we didn't get any business to rebuild the diffuser, since we don't need to rebuild the diffuser. What we do need to do is on the shore side, we need to put out, an isolation valve at the top of the levee for Rec 800 requirements. And we need to put in a method for us to vacuum out the diffuser. So we're going to modify the shore side piping. So if you take a look at my report, if you look at page 7 of 8 and 8 of 8, this is the portion of the diffuser that sticks out of the ground.
Correct.
And we're going to modify this pipe. You can see my tape measure on there. We're going to modify this pipe to insert a valve. And we're going to put a Y in that pipe, so that we can run the back truck hose and stuff more cleanly down into the pipe and allow us to vacuum out the center. And I think that once we accomplish this, in conjunction with a little more dive work to help us clean those diffuser ports and suck them out, we'll be able to clean this guy up just fine. And also have a mechanism in place for maintenance going forward.
So are you telling me then what you're going to do is unbolt the existing duct bills and put in one that's got a Y off of it?
No. So on page 7 of 8,
on there.
Bottom picture.
Yep.
This is the steel pipe before it goes down in the river. So this is this white pipe here goes down in the river. And then the duckbills sit on the pipe in the river. So if you look on page 6 of 8 of the report, in the bottom picture, what you see is...
6 of 8 is nothing.
6 of 8.
5 of 8?
6 of 8.
No.
Which report are we on?
6 of 8 is a blank page, photo log.
All right. Go to my report.
You're talking about this one.
Yeah, go to my report. I gave you an extra one. You guys jumped ahead.
Go to staff report.
You want to see my book?
Yeah. You jumped ahead. I gave you an extra thing, and you're reading the extra thing, and I'm reading the staff report.
Sorry. Where is it? It's here. No, it's here.
Yeah, right here. See this one? It's in the back.
Behind LSCE?
No.
No, in front of it. Staff report.
I don't think it's in your book. Oh, I got a little off stone in. I thought I saw pictures like that in the plane. Okay, so what are you showing me? 7 of 8.
Here we go. So 6 of 8.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Oh.
So 6 of 8 is a television camera view of what a diffuser looks like on the bottom of the river. That's from the dive live while he's taking the dive. So I took a picture while they were recording video. So I took a picture of the recording video. And that's what the diffuser duckbills look like, and they're coming right out of the bottom of the river. Okay? I'll have another picture for you in a minute. But if you turn to 7 of 8, page 7 of 8, this is the white pipe that goes down on the sunscreen now. This is the white pipe that goes down in the river that conveys it to those duckbills. So the duckbills are in the water.
Correct.
The white pipe is out of the water. So the good news is we don't need to go do anything in the water in terms of construction. Where this white pipe is up on top of the bank, where the guy's got his foot on the valve here on the bottom of the photo.
Yeah.
We're going to install a valve that isolates the levee side from the river side per REC 800 requirements. And we're going to install a Y here. So the vac truck can get their jet hose and
there, stuff. That's where you're installing
that's
the
That's where we're installing oh. the
Oh, God.
So they can drive right up on the bank there where the guy is standing.
Feed the line right down the pipe.
Feed the line down the pipe and into the diffuser and suck it out. Okay? So the good news is all
is
that
the,
is...
the device you're putting in kind of like a backflow device?
It's just a Y that we can...
No, open. No. For REC 800.
For REC 800, it's just a valve. It's just a straight valve.
What for?
They want the requirement.
What does it do?
Doesn't matter.
Nothing.
So I thought. Okay.
All right. But they won't let us.
That's fine.
Put it on. It's actually an Army Corps requirement on them that they're reimposing on us. It's coming down from the feds. And ideally, what they're saying is if your pipe breaks and you're siphoning river water back over the river into the farmland, we need to be able to shut it off. That's the purpose of the valve.
Okay.
Even though that.
It's actually going to
be
in the boat
yard. Okay. So the good news is all this construction work that is needed can take place up here on top of the slope. And we have Anderson looking at it. So we're going to pick out a little set of plans to do this little modification up here to allow some maintenance on it. And then we'll bring back the divers and Violi with the back truck, and we'll have them massage the little duckbills down in the water while we're sucking out the ones up above, and we'll clean all that pipe out. That's the plan.
Okay, so the first thing is it was engineered much better than we thought it had because it survived much better than we thought it would.
Yes.
We had a misdiagnosis that goes back 20 years.
Yes.
And now we are in a position where we're going to just accommodate
Record.
Future. Well, not we're gonna yeah we're gonna do what's required, but we're also gonna. Make it much easier to maintain on a regular basis so we don't have any clogging issues.
Don't have to worry about anything.
And that is what's ultimately going to make the state happy.
Correct.
Okay.
And the other good news is we had a board motion to modify a budget. If you recall, we decided not to spend $2 million to build a diffuser, and we issued a budget of about $200,000 to make repairs to the diffuser. And based on this good news, we should be well within that budget. For the things that we have to do up here on the
Okay, I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Does that sound good?
That sounds wonderful.
No, that's great news, Gregory. It's amazing to me, this is not the first time we've sent divers down there.
This is the third time we've sent divers.
But the first two times, visibility was so poor, we didn't have a good...
So if you look at the first picture on page 2 of the report.
Yeah.
All right, we had an exceptional day on the water in terms of water clarity. Not only that, there was no current in the water. We were slack tide pretty much the whole inspection.
Okay.
And so we had exceptional visibility to see everything. We had two previous reports showing missing diffusions. I will say that the inspection team here is a different inspection team than did it previously. They had 3 people, they had much more gear, and they were more prepared. And not only did they inspect the diffusers, they cleaned them up, brushed them up, rotted them out. They had time to get a lot done because the water conditions were so good.
So the condition of the diffuser right now is in really good shape.
The diffuser itself is in good shape. It's just still got some plugging inside that we got to take care of. That's good status.
Okay.
But we're on it.
And we're creating a system to better maintain it so we don't have the problem again.
Yes, exactly. And then the second document that I handed you to is the official dive report that I just received 2 days ago.
Okay.
That's the one you guys were already diving into instead of the
report. Yeah.
Okay. And that's for your record. They have some better photos in there I thought you might like later on in the photo log. For those people that just look at the photos, don't read them.
What are you trying to say, Gregor?
I'm saying I know my
odds. Okay. That's great news. Ultimately, we saved hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Saved millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. Yes. Compared to what we thought. I love it when we as over at, it doesn't happen very often to where it goes the other direction. But that's really good news. Thank you. Man, it's unbelievable. All the work that we had done to try to mitigate something that wasn't a problem.
That, and I guess they always say to measure twice, right?
So we did.
But we did 2 dive reports. They both said the same thing. So
we don't have to pay you for all that engineering you did on that, all the other stuff then, right?
No.
Oh,
I didn't
you
do
heard
that
it. It's on tape.
So,
that is recorded.
You've already paid that other stuff, though. So you have a new diffuser all designed up, ready to go.
If you ever need it, it's there. Okay. That's very good news. What else you got for us? Anything?
On the agenda, I don't know, it's not on the agenda, but
we have a couple of discussion items coming up, but is that all you have for us for the diffuser?
That's it for the diffuser.
Okay, let's move, we're going to, the grant update is going to be put off to the next meeting because of issues with, I have a statement to make.
That's a
from
joy.
Ludolph and Scolmanini. It's a girl, Alora Ruthann Coleman. My wife and I are feeling so blessed to welcome her into the world, even with the sleep deprivation. 21.5 inches, 8 pounds, 15 ounces.
That's a big baby.
So that's why we don't have a grant report tonight.
That's okay.
So, and I got pictures if anybody wants to see.
She's cute.
She is cute. She looks beautiful. How sweet. Okay, moving on to discussion items. Oscar, are you on the phone, on the line? Oscar, unmute yourself. You there? Talk to me, Oscar. If you're talking, we're not hearing you. Is he hearing me? That's the question.
Oscar, can you raise your hand in the application if you can hear us?
Did he?
No.
Maybe we'll
try to
call the attendee side.
Do you have a number for him?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to call.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. If you can hear us, Oscar, answer your phone. If you can't hear us, Oscar, answer your phone.
Hi, are you able to hear us through the system? I can hear you on your cell phone, yes, but not through
Could you hear the meeting prior?
No, you have to unmute. I'll put you on speakerphone for right now. Okay. Oh, we just heard you speak again.
Oh, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah,
yes,
now we got
you. Got you now. All right, I'm going to hang up the phone. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Oscar, did you hear our meeting?
Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
But did you hear us during the meeting prior?
Hello, can everyone hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you, Oscar.
Can't hear you guys if you guys are talking.
Hold on. Can you hear me, Oscar?
What's going on?
Oscar, can you hear me? No.
Yeah.
Just hang tight.
Can't hear you.
Okay, we're going to put you on speaker.
Mute the speaker. We'll just do it on the cell phone. Yeah, we can hear you okay. Can you give us well, first of all, I don't know if you heard us or not, but make sure that you congratulate Jason for us on his on the new baby. We made an announcement. Okay. Well, I think you made the right decision. What do you got for us? Question that you probably can't answer, but somebody may in the room may be able to answer. What did we originally estimate, Greg? You should know this, for that filter replacement. When we looked at this option 2 months ago, we didn't have any number at all?
No.
We had no, this is the first time we've seen a number? Anybody have?
You're talking about for the water treatment plant, right?
This is for the new filter over here.
Correct.
Do we ever have any idea what that was going to cost, or is this the first time we've seen numbers?
This is the first time we've seen good numbers. Everything before was just estimates.
Were they close?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Just always trying to keep things, making sure things are kind of where they're supposed to be. Okay. Do you have any questions for Oscar?
I don't.
Oscar, I think that the committee has already reviewed this numerous times, and so we're good with it. We're going to go ahead. What's the staff recommendation on this?
We're going to bring this to the board meeting tonight.
Okay. So I think the committee's comfortable with the estimate and with your work, and we are going to recommend to the board that they approve the expenditure. Mm-hmm. And that would be our comment from the committee, because it's not new to us. So if that's all you have?
Yep, that's all I have.
Again, give Jason our best, and we'll be talking with him soon.
Yep, and we'll be talking to Oscar tonight.
And Oscar, you'll be back on tonight and available for us, and hopefully we'll get maybe this other issue with communication straightened out.
Yep, I'll be on the line. Thank you very much.
Thank you for working with us. Appreciate it, Oscar. All right. See you tonight. Okay, so next item is item 2.
Yes. So what we're requesting here is to cancel the January 4th, 2023 Standing Water and Wastewater Committee meeting. Before this meeting, we have the holiday closure for the town of Discovery Bay. So we will not be able to have staff available to create the agenda.
Okay.
So we're requesting that we cancel this meeting.
This is not the only meeting that's getting canceled.
No.
The board meeting is going to be canceled?
Yes.
And
all the other committee meetings,
yes. For the whole month?
For the whole month.
Okay. If we need to have something, we'll just move it later on in the month.
Yeah, if we need to do a special.
There are things going on, but.
I'm comfortable with that.
Well, make sure that we get it on the website that meeting is not going to be happening.
Yep.
And then if that's it, is that it?
That is it.
Then we will.
They may need to vote on that and make it a vote
for the item 1?
Cancel the meeting.
Okay.
I make a motion to cancel the meeting.
I will second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. So we don't need to make a motion on the recommendation for the filters yet.
No, because
it's a recommendation.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you for being here.